Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Wayne Hiz, one half of His and Hers podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday for the latest up-to-date content and episodes. As per usual, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. Tap in with us. Peace.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language.
Y'all not ready, huh? For that boy Wayne Drake, Drake Wayne.
Oh, God.
What up, man? It's your boy Wayne Hiz.
And Vanessa Hers.
Man. Hey, this was a bop when it came out, right?
It still is.
It's
Drake.
You can believe this album came out 10 years ago?
I cannot. Thanks for making me feel old. Guys, first of all, we want to thank you. Another little milestone. Yes. We appreciate ya.
Yes, we do.
We are constantly reminded while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Highly favored.
Blessed and highly favored, yes.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We can't thank you guys enough. Again, we will continue to stress this over and over and over and over and beat this into you guys' heads because you guys are our audience. You guys are our listeners. And we have to thank you.
Yes.
You
know?
We are fueled by you guys' feedback, your responses, your input, everything that you guys give us back. We take that into consideration and it's continuous fuel to continue to press forward and master our crafts and continue to work at this thing, man, you know?
So we're super humble, but honestly, seeing these numbers ongoing and ongoing and ongoing, mm-hmm. like it just makes us feel so not only grateful mm-hmm. for the people that listen, but like Wayne just said, it fuels us up. Like, you know what? Let's go at it again.
Yeah.
And as hard as it is at times, we always mention it and we probably sound like a broken record. Life does happen.
Absolutely.
As everyone knows, it is not easy.
It is not.
But we're here.
We're here, man. As always, Spotify, Anchor. Anchor is now Spotify. Mm-hmm. Apple. You know what I mean? And y'all just, you know, continue to... Look, I can't even talk. Because when I try not to look at the numbers, but when I do look at the numbers and then, like, I'm pleasantly surprised,
mm-hmm.
it just makes me think, like, wow. Like, and these are just, like, organic listens. Like, word of mouth promo. We do our own marketing, our own everything. And,
yes.
you know, just to know that these listens are 100% organic, homegrown from us,
mm-hmm.
predicated off of our sweat equity and our voices, that is such a fulfilling thing just to know that, again, my voice lends so much credence and it has so much range and it can reach people that, you know, because like I always say, like, even in the tough moments, like we're... You feel like the numbers are not what they should be, or da 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 da, or people are not supporting. Like, you
well,
know,
what we feel when well, just, we feel it, because clearly,
well, just in general, right?
I know, but I was saying, like, clearly they're supporting.
Yeah,
like, these numbers are good.
Even if you do feel like that, I always try to remind myself that there's a whole audience of strangers that are waiting to support us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And that's the crazy part. Because there are people who are not even in tune with us, and then, like, they listen, and they're like, oh, my God, like, what? Like, oh, that's really cool. That's really unique that you have a podcast with your girl. That must get weird sometimes. And I'm like, well, no, like, I like my girl. Like,
<We're cool.
laughs> you know what I'm saying?
Even the people that do always support us and show us the love, like we say, we really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get old. Like, yeah. I'm like, wow, really? 2 years in, and it still feels at times sometimes like day one.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. It really, really does. I mean, now if you look back, now that we're 90 episodes in the can, you know, it's like
8,000 times. Someone has pressed play to listen to me and you.
Yeah, and then like, you know, I remember our pilot episode, which we hate.
I hate it. Don't go back. Don't go back and listen to it. It's horrible.
To have 90 episodes in, now recording our 91st episode, it's crazy, right?
So one thing that I did want to mention before we jump into our subject for today, favor the podcast.
Yeah.
We've been hearing feedback sometimes are either Apple or Spotify. If you have it favored, it will alert you when we drop
yes.
a new episode.
Yeah.
So when people ask, when is it that you guys drop? we're trying to stick to Wednesdays. We've been doing okay. Yeah. We've been sticking to every single Wednesday. But at times, we do like to surprise you guys with a little something-something, you know? When we have time,
yeah.
When we have something exciting going on, when we have a subject or a topic we want to touch on,
yeah.
We decide just to drop just because. So keep that in mind, heads up. Definitely favorite and like.
Yeah, definitely like, favorite, share, subscribe. Those are all going to be key components in letting you guys know once we are about to drop content, especially if you favorite us, because it alerts you automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on Apple, I know it does. I don't know if it does it on Spotify, but on Apple, it definitely does.
Yeah.
Without further ado, we were talking off mic, off air, and we were just having a discussion, and I feel like it'd be apropos. I like that word, apropos. To discuss the many variations of this thing that we call love language. So being as though me and my baby are a relationship/podcast couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we discuss all things couples. You know, we embrace these things. We attempt to be extremely transparent on our platform with regard to our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We use ourselves as a springboard. Before we discuss anybody else, we try to make it about us, but there are times where we venture off and deviate towards other couples, things that we see in the news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But love language, I feel like that's such a very, very broad topic.
Definitely.
I feel there are a lot of different people who do not speak the same love language, yet they are fully immersed in a relationship. I find that interesting.
Very.
Let's react.
So I want to start by saying love is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
if it's received and given back in the same manner that you're putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we want to discuss.
Word,
right?
Word. Yeah.
So I want to start by asking you.
What you want to ask me, girl?
What is your love language?
Well, it depends on what you're asking, because I got a lot of love languages. Okay?
Talk away, Wayne. Got a whole podcast.
Nah, like, for me, my love language is, it's reassurance. It is knowing that what I'm putting out and giving to my partner is being reciprocated tenfold. And that doesn't necessarily mean in one variation. It doesn't necessarily that's not solely based on monetary.
Mm-hmm.
It's not solely based on what you do for me. It's not solely based on, you know, you being the focal point as it pertains to our son.
Mm.
Like, it's everything that you give. Like, it's constantly breathing life into me.
Oh.
Like, it's little things.
This is not recited, guys.
It's, for example, it's you throwing me a surprise birthday party with my two best friends and reaching out to them on your own merit, saying, hey, your best friend is crazy. He's trying to make plans, birthday plans for himself,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't want to let me do it. So if he reaches out to you guys, just tell him you guys are busy.
That was so funny.
You know what I'm saying?
You were, like, going crazy.
Yeah, like, because I'm the type, like, you know, I can be a little, I guess, for lack of better terms.
Stubborn,
yeah.
Hard-headed? No way. Yeah.
But those are key components and key factors in my love language. Like, when I feel like also too when it's understanding and that you know and you not having to always say it.
Exactly.
It's mm-hmm. just done. It happens. It flows naturally. It happens organically. Mm-hmm. I don't have to remind you of it. To me, that's when you know you have a real love language.
Definitely.
A true love language.
Mm-hmm.
Where shit flows, where things are organic. You're with your partner. You guys are finishing each other's sentences. You're kind of like picking each other's brain, and you're knowing what each other's thinking.
That happens with us a lot. You know, like, what I mean? We're texting each other, and then it's like, I was just about to tell you that.
Yeah.
Or it's like, hey, babe, I was going to remind you this. And I'm like, I'm here. Like, yeah. I'm here already. Or things like that. Like, that always happens to us.
Yeah. Because I know, like, for some people, right? I know their love language can be in the form of gifts, or it can be in the form of monetary value, or what somebody does for them.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are fine and dandy. Those things are great, you know? Everybody likes to be appreciated in some capacity or some form or fashion.
Of course.
On one step or on one front or another, of course. However, I don't think... I'm not of the belief... I don't subscribe to this idea that those are the only things that are solely based and that could be at the forefront of someone's love language.
I feel like when that's a primary love language, when that's something that you focus on, or like a main, something that's very important within your relationship,
yeah,
that's how relationships fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because keep in mind, everyone wants to be spoiled. Everyone yeah. likes to get catered to. Everyone likes going out of the way for someone. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's a natural thing, right?
Yeah.
But in this situation, it's like, damn, girl, you want a gift every week? Like, it's draining, you know? And then for some guy, hey, like I said, love is love, whatever it is. Sometimes it's a guy that's expecting the girl mm-hmm. to front the date.
That's crazy.
The girl to front the trip.
Yeah.
The girl to front, you know, like to plan everything. Like, yeah. No, it should not be that way.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? You raise an interesting point. I don't think anything. I know that a part of my love language is, I think I hit on it initially in the episode, but I'm going to say it like verbatim so that our audience kind of gets an introduction as to like, and get some insight as to how I feel, what my love language is, and what it is that you give me. I feel as though like my love language is times 1,000. Like, it'll make me want to, like, go run through a wall for you when I don't have to ask you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, like, and I think that's, like, a very underrated component in a relationship, is because that can be fickle. Because your partner at times doesn't know what you're thinking. They can assume, they can guess, they can, you know, they can mm-hmm. say it, or they can just outright ask you. However, I do feel at times... where you feel like you have to ask your partner, or, you know, constantly question or remind.
Yeah.
It's now you're like, you know, now you almost come across like, well, I'm not trying to like bother you or nag you, or, you know what yeah. I mean? I don't want to force you to do something that you don't want to do, or ask you a question that you don't want to answer. Like, now I feel like we're getting into like uncharted territories. Yeah. What I love, absolutely love, 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 is that Even if I feel like I have the slightest inclination to want to ask you something, or, you know, to do something for me, like, oftentimes you'll beat me to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, like, that's a very, very, like, man, that is, you cannot find that. You cannot buy that. That's uncanny.
Can I give my feedback or opinion on that?
Go for it. Absolutely.
I feel... Are you mocking me?
No.
Okay, because I don't talk like that. But I feel like, in a way, the reason why you feel so strongly about that also, you have mentioned that you have been the provider. You have been the person to take care in your previous relationships. And in this relationship, we're pretty 50-50. Like, I like to be spoiled, and yes, you take care of me. Mm-hmm. And yes, a lot of times you are the person that provides, but I got you.
Yeah. I would say so. I would say that. I would agree with that. Absolutely. It is that. It is that. But then again, like, when you look at other instances or relationships or iterations of situationships, and yes, I said iterations of situationships, because people don't, there's a time and a person, man, for a certain
season.
You're
gonna leave a lot of people thinking like, huh?
Yes, iterations of situationships. There's a lot of different iterations of relationships, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just say iterations of situationships because that's what
they are.
You don't know what you are. You know what I'm saying? So then, like, that's why, and we'll get more in depth into this as the episode progresses, but an iteration of a situationship is just that. Like, it's mixed signals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's when you're not speaking the same language. Fuck love at that point. Yeah. You're not even speaking the same language.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this person is thinking, well, you know, you gonna front the date, so... This person always fronts the date, so...
But that always begins with assuming. Understand. Or that always begins with not being clear.
Right.
Those uncomfortable conversations. Once again, I think we mentioned that in every single pod.
Yeah.
Or every single episode, we're always saying, like, these conversations need to take place.
Why don't they, though? But why don't they take place?
So you think if a girl tells a guy, I'm expecting this, this, and this... And I'll answer what my love language is after.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, well, we've mentioned this in the past, the first date, it's a huge deal for mm-hmm. myself and a lot of women in America.
We're going Dutch? No.
No, the fuck we're not. It's important that our first date is paid for.
It's paid for?
I'm not a gold digger. I can take myself wherever the hell I want. But I don't need that.
Is that something that's understood by both parties? Or is that something that
you know? Well, I make it clear, but a lot of women don't. So that's why a lot of women end up paying for the first date.
Or splitting it.
Yeah. Or paying for the full date.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
You know, but once again, it's because you just don't want to have this conversation.
Or,
I'm sorry, I'm not a gold digger, and I'm not, you know, like, I don't need you to pay for my meal.
Mm-hmm.
Should you? The fuck yes.
I mean, let's keep it a stack, though, too. There are certain guys who have hidden agendas. Maybe they think, like, this is an entryway to, you know, some panties or some vagina, and
I actually have a friend that feels or thinks that way.
You know?
She will not allow anyone to even buy her a drink because she feels... she has to give something in return, or
she doesn't want
they're going to expect something in return.
Yeah, she doesn't want the guy to have a preconceived notion.
I'm like, even then, you can put your foot down. We're not fucking for this drink.
That's crazy.
You're not smashing for this meal either. Like, look, even though the two F's are my love language, feed me and fuck me, that's not what you're getting all the time, just because you take care of one or the other. No?
Right. I mean, why do you think the languages get crossed? Why do you think the signals get mixed at times? When is it solely because men and women aren't upfront?
Yes.
In most cases?
Well, a lot.
Solely, though? Solely? That you don't think that there's anything else that contributes to that?
I feel like a lot of us women hold back on what really bothers us, right? We will not be straightforward with what we're okay with and what we're not okay with.
Okay.
And it's difficult to express ourselves because things are awfully taken offensive in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I said, we get viewed in a different manner. Like, oh, this bitch, she only wanted to try to go out because she wants a meal. I guess been there, done that. Is it always? No.
The free meal girl?
I used to be, you know, things changed. I didn't buy groceries for a long time, but besides
in the voucher.
The point.
Right.
Let's move forward. Speaking now.
Right.
That it's a lot, like, I feel like a lot can get lost if you're not straightforward with these conversations.
Yeah. I mean, that's been it's a long lasting old adage conversation of nobody knows what they want, or nobody's, at least no one's upfront about what they want.
And when it comes to love language, keep in mind, it's a lot that doesn't get said.
Yeah. And I just
like,
don't...
I mean, you're pretty good with reading my mind, you know,
but read your mind.
Avant, not everyone does. Yeah. Not only that, we have misunderstandings as well.
Yeah.
This shit ain't perfect. Trust me. Like,
no.
Far from that.
Right.
What we do is we talk a lot.
Yeah.
There's issues.
Yeah.
We gonna fix them.
Yeah, I just think, you have to be willing to do the work. And if you don't have, if both parties are not willing to do the work, then I believe that's where your issues are going to arise and stay. That's what a relationship is. A relationship consists of two people. So if both people are not willing to do their part and clean up their respective acts in terms of why the relationship is in the cellar or why it went south in the first place, those issues those underlying issues are still going to be a mainstay. And mm-hmm. that's not what you want.
And that takes a lot to reflect on one's mistakes.
Of course.
I've been one to tell you, like, I'm used to getting my way, and I will fight, punch the air, you know, and kick and do all my little tantrums.
Yeah.
When we have to have these discussions, because sometimes I'm like, no, I don't agree, or no, I don't want to do that. Right. I don't believe that.
Right.
And after we discuss, we sit down, and it's like, fuck, man.
But imagine the people who don't do the work.
Well, it's that's just the people that sometimes miss out on a good thing.
Short conversations.
Or a bad thing.
One, you know, small, abbreviated, you know, both parties pissed off. You know, you no traction, no closure. You know, nothing about the relationship says that, oh my God, this is my love language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't, that's kind of what I don't understand about the dating world today, is that if that is in fact the case, if you know you're gonna like just fuck with somebody's mind and fuck with somebody's head, lead somebody on, if you know that there's no long-term ramifications, or you don't, like, what's the end goal here? What is your end mm-hmm. game? What is your long-term, what is your long game here?
Yeah.
You know, you don't, you just want to fuck
around. What's the life plan?
Like, yeah, it's just like, especially for people at our, you know, where we are, like in the prime years, as I like to refer to them as.
These are prime?
Oh, yeah, these are prime years.
Ooh.
And I say, I mean, if you're, 30 plus, mm-hmm. I was going to say 35 and up, but it really, honestly, if you're 30 plus, every decision that you make, it's going to be, I mean, yeah, every decision that you make.
Life-changing pretty much at that point.
Aside from just life-changing, it's going to have an impact if you, people who have kids, if you don't have kids, business-wise, every major decision that you make from 30 plus until on, is going to have a major impact or lack thereof based upon your decisions. And a lot of that is centered around who you're with.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times they say, like, show me your circle and I'll tell you what the outcome's gonna be, right?
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, for those individuals who just like casually hang with people, I'm just not there anymore in my life, like, where I could just casually hang out with people. So as it pertains to dating and as it pertains to love language,
kind of the same thing.
People
yeah.
do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They get on these apps, these dating apps, and they casually, hey, and swipe left and casually swipe right. And, oh, let's casually meet up tonight. And, you know, it's just so much of
but
that.
But then keep in mind, people, like, you do get lonely and life does get boring. You know, it's different because we have a family. It's different because we want to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
You want to enjoy home.
Right.
If you're single, what is there? What can you do? What are you going to do?
No. I'm not knocking people who do it. What I'm saying is your origin story shouldn't be based off of the shit that you were doing when you were like in the club or mm-hmm. in the bars or in your partying yeah. phase. Like, let's move past that. Like, now you've graduated from that, you know? Like, shit, I spent damn near 7 to 10 years of my life in clubs and bars and you know, so definitely, I'm not bashing that. What I'm saying is, though, it did get to a point to where I'm like, okay, like, I can't keep doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Something's off here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm with this person. Now I'm not with this person. I'm with this person. Now I'm not with this person. So, like, I had to check my shit at the door,
mm-hmm.
you know, and realize my hand in why a lot of these relationships were not materializing into something more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like when you're able to do that, when you're able to, like, give self-assessment, you know what I mean?
So do you feel, and you didn't ask me about my love language, but we'll get back. We'll circle around.
We'll circle back.
But do you feel like you learned your love language at a certain age? Because you just mentioned, like, it took a while for you to realize what the fuck you were doing wrong.
I feel like love language is something that, because it's something that you learn, because it's I at least that's my opinion. I'm of the opinion that love language is learned behavior. I don't feel it's something that you just pick up one day and learn know how to do. Some people are maybe more fortunate in that regard because they had love shown to them, or they were introduced to love at a young age, whether they were nurtured by their grandmother or their parents were together for 20, 30, 40 years. Some people have, you know, a leg up. It's no different than having friends who have, you know, parents with money or they come from means. And it's
You've
already been introduced to that. And you know what those attributes look like. For me, it was learned. Like, I had to literally learn. I would say it has a lot to do with because I didn't come from the best environment of my household. So I honestly didn't know what genuine or true love was, if I'm being outright full transparency. I had a mother that loved us, loved her children, but when I would go to other people's homes, like when I would go to my friends' houses and I would see them like eat meals at a certain time and have people checking in on them and shit like that, that's a different kind of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got that, but it was a different variation of it. My mom was like, get your ass home before streetlights come on.
Yeah.
If I come out looking for you, you know what I'm saying? She loved me.
Meal, you know what I'm saying? Here's money.
My mom loved me and shit. She loved me enough to make sure that I had my ass home before the streetlights was on, but it was just a different variation of that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like the nurturing, like, pat on the back. Oh, you made it home. Oh, how was your day? You know, it wasn't that. you know? Definitely wasn't that. But as I've learned in people that I've been with and just, you know, relationships that I've been in, and even just my interactions with friends and with people, you kind of learn how to approach and how to embrace somebody and love them, you know, whether that's from afar. And some people you have to love from afar. I think that's another part of a love language that people don't talk about. Sometimes you have to love people from a distance.
Yeah.
And that's difficult to do because they may have been in your life for X number of years and you spent an intimate amount of time with these individuals, but now you're on a collision course going in opposite ends.
I think that's so difficult, and I'm glad that you brought it up, you know, because automatically people feel like there's beef. Like, if you don't hang out all the time or if you don't check in all the time, there's no beef. Like, we're grown as fuck. Like, no one's fighting, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm tired. Yeah. I just went to work. I dealt with my kid. I'm dealing with home. I'm dealing with my man. And saying dealing because it's life.
Yeah.
I'm not... There's nothing going on. Like, it's not a struggle over
You're
not
here. Tolerating.
Yeah, it's not that. But shit is happening, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's real.
And things, we have to do stuff for life. Mm-hmm. And we're adults. And it's like, it's not that there's any tension or bad vibes between us. None of that shit is just like, literally, my bad, dog. Like, I'm really busy.
It's like that meme that I'm sure you've seen it, but the meme says, it's no beef, we just don't speak.
Yes, and it's like, nah, but people think if you don't speak, there's beef.
No, man. Some people you just gotta love from afar because, you know, their views and their thoughts and their opinions don't align with what you have and what yours are currently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know? It's okay. Like, at some point, I'm sure... If we're, Lord willing, we're going to cross paths at some point. Maybe we'll sit down. Maybe we'll have that conversation. And we'll take that trip down memory lane if need be. But in terms of me revisiting the things that we used to be, I'm not at a point in my life to where that's what my focus is.
Yeah.
You know?
And we have bumped into people now as a family, like me and you, that you used to go out with and that I used to go out with and that we don't talk to anymore. And it's literally like, it's no beef.
No.
You know, we're adults. Yeah. How the hell am I going to look fighting for what?
Yeah.
Not for a friendship, or not for what is it? Like,
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah. And I think that should be a natural progression though. I think it's crazy in my opinion when people see you and it's just like, when they say, oh, well, you changed.
And I hope, you know, like, I'm a whole mom out here. I hope I changed.
Yeah.
For the better, right?
Right. So, like, when people say you changed, well, what was I supposed to do? Stay the same?
Party?
Stay single? Stay being in clubs and bars? Like, not evolve? not improve my quality of life, not mm-hmm. get a better job, not try to push to have a better, you know, a better living situation.
Yeah, just stay there, right? I'm glad that you did touch that point, though. I believe there is love language with friends as well.
Mm. In what regard?
In a lot of ways. Like, the friends that go out of their way just to check on you. For example, we don't hang out all the time. We don't see each other all the time. But the, hey, bitch, I just randomly thought of you. Saw this funny-ass shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those friends. The, hey, are you free for dinner? I know we haven't hung out in 2-3 months. Those friends.
Yeah.
The, hey, how's your baby? Or, hey, how's Wayne? Or, hey, how's your mom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many ways of people to actually check in on you and for people to look out for you.
I agree with that.
So love language with friendships, to me, it's huge.
Yeah.
And, well, I could connect both. I'm going to go back. I know that you didn't ask me what my love language is, but we said we were going to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Huge for me, for any person, is reassurance. And I know that you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And with friendships, it's not that you're telling me you're my friend. Right. It's not you reminding me, hey, are we still friends? Like, I don't think that's needed, you know?
Right.
But it's those random things that make me know that we're still as cool as we've always been.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends, like I said, that randomly will text me some bullshit, like stupid shit of our party days at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, takes you back to that day.
Yeah.
And it reminds you, we're still that cool.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we haven't talked, right? Like, yeah, I see you have kids. I do too. Oh, damn, what happened with this? Or what happened with that? Work's been crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
And that's all it is. Another thing that I want to mention as my love language, because we have a whole podcast about it.
A whole podcast.
But I love to speak my mind.
Okay.
I love for you to hear me out. And even if we don't agree,
mm-hmm.
even if I'm in my head, because I am a Gemini, so I overthink stuff.
You? No way.
Yes, a little bit. He's being sarcastic, but he deals with the bullshit all the time. So even though at times, like I said, sometimes I'm tripping. Sometimes I just need to speak out. I just need to vent,
mm-hmm.
voice my opinion.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Regardless if you agree. Yeah, regardless if you think I'm crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think...
that's why you're my man.
I feel it's therapeutic for people to express themselves in a multitude of different ways. Me personally, I'm a little bit more reserved in that regard. However...
It's not I.
However, depending on what it is and what's occurring, I can be knee-jerk. And that's something that I've had to work on. in terms of my love language, because at times me being combative,
mm-hmm.
that can definitely throw off the language and the love. You know what I'm saying?
All of it.
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know why that I've always had that characteristic about me. It's something that I'm fully aware of. I've tried to rid myself of it completely, but, you know, I think I'm always going to be sort of a work in progress in that regard, because I always feel like I have to, like, have the last word. I don't know why I've always been like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know why it's always, like, tit for tat, you know what I'm saying? At times, it's just best to leave people where they are.
Exactly.
And not meet them where they are. You know? You don't always have to meet someone where they are. Some people are going to be immature. Some people are going to wrong you. Some people are going to always have something to say that's negative about you. And you don't always have to appease them by meeting them where they are or telling them what you feel they need to hear.
And you know, I've been working on this so much. You don't have to react to everything. Not every action needs a reaction.
Yeah.
And Lord knows I am trying hard. Another of my love languages, and I've mentioned to you off the mic as well,
mm-hmm.
but mm-hmm. I love for my partner, or for anyone, honestly, to do for me anything that I can't.
Okay.
And that's, like, emotionally, financially, you know, like, anything. Or at times, even if I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate you going out of your way to make sure that I'm good.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's like emotionally, regardless if it's physically, regardless, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, take care of me and I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah, no. And I think that the love is definitely reciprocated in that regard, because you are that way. When I think about other people and I see how certain things may not be reciprocated within their friendship or relationship or interactions, it trips me out because I'm just like, damn, like,
how do you expect a different outcome?
Yeah, I mean, that's insanity. Mm-hmm. Really, you know what I mean? At least that's to the letter of the definition.
And what's the definition? Wayne loves to say this. What's the definition of insanity?
It's doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, it's a lot of insane ass people out here. Yeah. If you're being honest, if we keep it in the stack, mm-hmm. you know. And listen, man, it's hard. Life is hard as hell enough. You know, you're trying to figure out your own shit. You're trying to, you know, get a better paying job. You want to improve your quality of living. You want to travel more. You want to save money. There's so many different things that you want to do. Why not attempt to at least get the love aspect of it correct, that portion of it, so that way, you know, at least, you know, you're bouncing your ideas and your thoughts and your views off on your partner to see, you know, whether or not yay or nay, you guys can coexist, and maybe you guys can help each other along the way in your path, in your journey, into securing those things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And manifesting them.
Choosing all of that, honestly, and going that path is so peaceful. And I think people don't realize that.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is going to take work, and you are going to have to put in some of you and give up some of you. But the result of it's gonna be great.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you, man. Being in love is dope. I'm not.
Let them know, baby.
I'm not gonna let anybody just sit up here and just like try to bash being in love. Being in love is amazing. Like, it's a whole lot of work. It is also very, very fun. It's very rewarding. But it takes and requires, with anything worth having, anything that you want, it requires a lot of work.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to do the work. You have to roll your sleeves up, just like anything else worth having. And with anything in your life that you've ever worked hard for, think about it. What have you had to do to obtain it, to sustain it, to preserve it? You've had to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You didn't get to where you are today. You didn't get to the paying job that you are today by half-assing it, pussyfooting it around. Even that requires work.
Yeah.
Even keeping up a facade, being a fake.
Yeah.
Lying on your resume. Like, that requires work. You got to go, damn, I got to go research some shit. Mm-hmm. This sound good. That sound good. You got to go put it together. Even that's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeping up an image is fucking work. Being a fake ass person is fucking work.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
I have to agree with you. Me and myself, I think being in love is fucking dope too.
Absolutely.
Like, it's a great feeling. Like, you actually want to come home.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
You actually want to hang out with this person.
Yeah.
Without even hesitating, without having to lie, make mm-hmm. up an excuse. Like, it just goes.
Yeah. I mean, like, we just went on a date, you know, recently, and it was just cool.
Oh my God. We went to dinner and we were supposed to come home and we didn't. And I swear old Vanessa and Wayne came back.
And it's just funny, man, because, you know, we people watch a lot when we're out. So when you see people out and you see people, I don't know about y'all, but I can see. I can just tell when motherfuckers ain't vibing. It ain't, the shit is off. You know what I mean? Somebody ain't feeling it.
Yeah. I think with technology, though, it's crazy how many people we still see on their phone.
Yeah.
Like, we will post our food. We will post each other. Okay, quick, let's take a picture. All right, let's go. Put your mm-hmm. phone away. Even when we're at a bar, like, we're snapping or you're posting stuff, but we're not constantly on our phone. Yeah. And I think people think we are because we both post so much.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, we're not.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I don't know if you... Did you notice that couple? They were to my left, your right.
Okay.
Like, did you the notice that couple? Yeah.
The guy that didn't open the door for the girl?
Right.
Uh-huh. I just see, that love language.
Crazy. That and then the other couple who came late. when, like, I think she was, like, snapping. I think they were, like, Mexican.
So, that girl, I think I was talking about that couple.
Yeah.
So, this couple, the girl's on her phone. The guy's walking in. And I'm guessing she thought he was going to hold the door. And he didn't. And her phone almost fell. Because the door smacked her. And she looked at him. They're walking in. You could tell they're running late. Mm-hmm. They're walking into where we were having dinner. And then he says their name, whatever. And they're like, oh, okay, you had reservations.
Right.
So they're like walking. And she's just like mad at the fact that he didn't hold the door. And she's on her phone the whole time while they were waiting. I noticed. I mean, I people watch.
But the irony in that is, had she just been not been looking at her phone for 2 seconds, like, the door would have hit her.
Exactly. But instead,
she's probably so used to, oh boy, you know, because I'm that type though. I hold the door.
Is she?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she is or not, but I'm saying, like, the dude, she was mad at him for not holding the door. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you're on your phone. Like, had you not been on your phone for, like, those 2 seconds, you could have, like, resumed getting back on your phone once you're in the restaurant. Or
not walking that behind, far from him because you're on your phone checking other shit. You know, like, whatever it is.
But knowing her man, how she probably knew him, she was like, oh, he's going to hold the door.
I think, honestly, I feel that's a pet peeve of mine. When I see dates out, when the guy he's not a gentleman. Mm. That's definitely my love language. Like, open my door and, you know.
So chivalry.
Yeah, I love that. And it's dead. Like, clearly, a lot of people we saw, I'm like, what the hell? You think
chivalry's dead?
At times, I think this dating generation makes me feel that way.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends that are single, and I have a lot of people that I know that are still out there searching for the one, mm-hmm. or the two or the three, you know, and it makes me feel like at times, are we asking for too much? If you have to ask yourself that, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, why should a woman ever ask herself, am I asking for too much? And a lot of times, honestly, you're just asking the wrong person. Mm.
Talk to him.
Tell me about it. Like, been there, done that, you know?
That's crazy. Man, it's some women out there going through it.
And honestly, I don't feel like they're asking for too much.
Yeah, they going through it.
For a man to be off your phone, that is my motherfucking pet peeve too. Now we're potting. Because, you know, like, if you're on a date, put your phone down.
Yes.
Live in the damn moment.
Yeah, I mean, you already don't take her out
as often, you know, or ever, you know?
And you're going to come be on your phone the whole time.
Yes, yeah, nah, but nah. Women too, like I said. I get it.
That's real. That's you real.
Know? And I know that I asked you also, like, at what age or when did you feel like you knew what your love language was? Mm-hmm. I kind of feel the same way. My 20s, I was very... I guess, let's be honest, very toxic. I couldn't think of another word to describe my love life. Toxicity. But I didn't give a fuck. That's the truth. I was wild. I was single.
But I mean, when you're young, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter when you're that young.
But are you? Because you're allowing shit that you shouldn't. Because your expectations aren't clear. You know, your requirement. You're not requiring much.
I think it's wrong if you stay there. If you don't evolve or you don't graduate from that.
Definitely.
If you're single, you're not out here lying to a bunch of different people about what you're doing, who you're screwing, your whereabouts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think you're fine in doing whatever you want to do. It's tricky. To me, that's where people start mixing signals, and that's where love languages get crossed. Because if you're out here emotionally investing your time and your emotions with said individual or various of said individuals, mm-hmm. And you don't have a clear indication or a clear cut path about what you're doing and where you're going, I think that's where the lines get crossed, and those are where the lines get blurred, mm-hmm. right? And even if you do, they still can get blurred and shit still can get messy and murky. It's up to you whether or not you want to stay there or not, whether or not you want more for yourself, or you should. I feel any person, and this is not gender specific, any person should expect the absolute most of themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're your biggest critic. Only you have to live with yourself and look at yourself in the mirror based upon the decisions and choices that you make. So, yes, while I agree with you on one hand, what are you willing to accept? You're toxic. You living life, living fast. You know what I'm saying? Leaving late, coming back way the next day, doing you. But after a while, if you're still doing that, if you're still there, that's when I got a question like, okay, so what's up? Like, what's going on? You can't be worried about your love language if you're not even worried about yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just the bottom line.
I think that's when people really have to have that serious conversation with themselves.
That's a fact.
What is it that I want?
Yeah.
What is it that I want in the long run?
Yeah.
Because it's cool if you have the guy that's buying you all the shit right now. You know, he's a little crazy. Yeah, he's a little toxic. Yeah, he probably talks to a few women. But, I mean, he's cool. He takes care. He takes care of home. Like, is it really what you want, though?
It's a lot of women that that are subscribing to that.
And see, I was there in my
20s. It's crazy.
But not looking at the long run. And honestly, now what I'm okay with and love, I don't think that I was looking for that in my 20s.
What you know now, what you know today, being who you are today, and what you didn't know then, you're not willing to accept today.
Oh, for sure. A fucking fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Never, ever again.
That's just the fact of the matter. Because you're...
And that's gross.
You know how they say, like, as you get older, your taste buds evolve with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they say, oh, it's just an acquired taste.
Like, it's so funny now. I just saw a post today, literally, that said, you know you're grown when you like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like, yeah, you change what you like.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. Like, you start to acquire more things. Like, it's no different than when you travel and see the world.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back to America, you look at shit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because now your experiences are different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why, like, you know, even like living in different places, even whether you travel domestically, whether you travel internationally, like, you just have to get out of your zip code.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I just feel like as that pertains to love language, some people have to get out of that zip code of love and venture out other places. Sample more, you know, sample that, because you might just like how it tastes.
Do you feel that it's a huge effect on us, or the way that we're brought up, right? And not us in general, like me and you, because we were not brought up like this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, man works. Woman takes care of home.
Mm-hmm.
Man has this role, right? Mm-hmm. That he has to do. And the woman has her role that she has to do.
Yeah.
And at times we're brought up this way, even though that's not the home we grew up in.
Right.
Do you think that has, like, a huge effect on how we end up seeing things? Or, once again, like, you being clear with what your love language is and what you're expecting and wanting from your partner?
Yeah. To some degree. I would say to some degree. Only because I feel like a lot of that is programming and a lot of that is the way that you were raised. See, like, I don't come from the best examples of love. Especially if I'm looking at the way my father decided to live his life and how he treated women and his interactions with women, right? However, I do know what love looks like. You know, I was in my best friend's wedding. I was in my high school basketball coach's wedding. Like, I've seen married couples figure it out. I've been around people who have been married for 30 and 40 years. So, like, although I've had very, very far, extreme, horrible examples of what love or love language looks like or what it appears to be, I've had these really beautiful milk and honey flow type examples over here on this end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I look at both situations for what they are. I assess the bad, I assess the good. I pull from it what I need from it, and I apply what I take from those situations. A, to learn to arm and equip myself to embrace love when it finds me and capitalize on it and make sure that I love my partner and my person with everything in me, every fiber of my being, and what I've learned and what I've seen others and how they love and what their approach is to it. And then also this nasty, horrific example as to what you not to do, want.
Yeah,
and preserve it and sustain and be, you know, and overcompensate so that, you know, I don't falter. And even if I do falter, that I'm equipped with these tools and these positive examples as to how to bring myself out of that.
But you gave a perfect example of how people stay stuck on what they grew up on.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of us come from broken households, right? Where, and you're like, no, fairy tales don't exist. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And oh no, these married couples, they must be cheating. Oh no, someone's lying. Oh no. And it's always like the, oh, and what if?
Mm-hmm.
And this is ain't it. This ain't it. Or this is not even honest. Or this is not even true.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't exist. Like, yes, it does exist.
Yeah.
But yes, it does take work.
Some people need to be healed, unfortunately.
Definitely.
Coming from environments that we come from, we see a lot of trauma, unfortunately.
We have to learn a lot of shit.
Yeah. And then it doesn't help on top of that, that this is a whole nother story and a whole nother episode for a whole nother day, but it doesn't help that, you know, we don't fully believe in everything that we're taught here in the States. You know, you can do your own research. I'm not here to preach to anybody or anything like that. I'm not political. I don't like to get into any of that. But you can do your own history. You can do your own research about how you're treated. And like, imagine, right? I'm a black man in this country.
What? People might not know this, by the way.
The way he talks, oh my gosh. He talks so refined. He talks white.
I love it.
No, but it's crazy because I'm fully aware that I have to carry myself a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that. Some people call it playing the game, right? I'm fully aware that if I get in an Uber or a Lyft or I'm in a public setting and I get behind somebody, my immediate goal is to take the edge off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're dealing with an individual who is about love, respect, happiness, and peace.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately...
But what do people think?
Exactly. So immediately, I greet them. Oh, how's your day going? Oh, how long you been at it? If you notice, I do the same thing. Even mm-hmm. when you're with me, yeah. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I greet them. I say, oh, how you doing? And then, you know, depending on how they are, I can find a parallel. I'm really, really, really good at finding a parallel. I think that's what makes me successful in sales.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to identify parallels.
Look at the boy talk.
I'm saying, man, I'm able to identify a parallel no matter what that is. You got kids? Oh, I got kids. Oh, you like sports? I like sports. Oh, your girl Latino? My girl Mexican. Crazy, right? Man. Your girl got long hair? Man, that shit's all over the shower, right? It's crazy.
Okay, you know? Babe.
Oh, no, sorry, babe. You're right here.
Stay on topic, please.
But you get the gist of what I'm saying, right? So I just feel we do have to unlearn a lot of trauma, a lot of programming to be able to fully tap into what our love language is. Because unfortunately, a lot of people, they don't even know what their passion is. They don't know what their purpose is in life. So if you don't know what your passion is, or if you're not passionate about something and you don't know what your purpose is, how could I ever expect you to truly figure out what your love language is?
Yeah.
You know? Or how could you fully embrace somebody, or how could you even open yourself up to be able to love somebody and give them your love language if you can't even interpret, you know, what you have going on? So, traumatic experiences hinder us from really fully embracing one's true love language, I would say.
I think it takes a lot also to be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, and like we mentioned earlier, why can't people just discuss what they really want? Are you even yourself? Are you really your goofy ass self? Your grouchy ass self? You know, like, are you really the person that you are? Because it's a front. And like you say, it's always an interview, right?
Some people are. And that's the problem. But go ahead. Some people are.
But hey, at least you're not getting a surprise at the end of the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd rather people be that.
Yeah, be yourself, you know, bro.
You dry, you know, humor, whatever it is, you talk shit about people, and you know, you don't give a fuck about nothing, okay? All right, brother?
And some people are like that.
I know how to deal with you. Or not. You know? Or
you
not
choose. Deal with you. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of times we're also fighting ourselves. Like, we're, we literally fight our own demons on the daily.
That is a bar right there.
You're
cooking with virgin olive oil, man. That was a bar. We all are... Whew. Say it again for the people in the back.
Well, the ones that are trying to do better. Mm. The ones that are really trying to be the best versions of ourselves.
Yes.
It's easy to fall into our bad habits.
Yes.
It's easy to be the person that is liked, quote unquote, mm-hmm. or the person that the yes man, mm-hmm. or, you know, the toxic fun bitch. Like, it's so easy to be that.
The person that we were so used to conveniently being. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're just trying to be better.
Yeah. Man, fuck me up with that one. That's real, because I think I was there for a number of years. I honestly think I was like there, like, couldn't seem to figure it out, couldn't seem to really, didn't really have a great grasp of what I was doing, just kind of existing, not really living. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of my love language too. I love the fact that you want to live, you don't just want to exist.
Yeah.
You know, it's about living, man. It's about thriving. It's maximizing. You know, you only get a short window to really, really, really do a lot of the things that you want to do and accomplish in this lifetime, in the physical form. Well, we're spirits in the physical form here on Earth, but not very many people are out here really living.
I don't think we realize the time's ticking.
Yeah.
Like, time doesn't stop, right?
No.
And I think it really fucked me over when one of my uncles told me, you know, like, oh, I love the fact that you're such a great mom. You're so hands-on with Lorenzo. You go above and beyond. Everything is celebrated with him. Everything is great. Like, Lorenzo's going to love holidays, mm-hmm. every single thing, because I'm that mom. I'm super extra. And he said, but how awesome. Think of it as you get 18 summers with him.
Yeah.
And guess what? On his 18th birthday, he might tell you, like, Mom, I'm done with the shit.
Well, like, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? Yeah. The fuck he's not.
It's crazy.
And guess what?
Yeah.
The fuck he is.
It's real.
I wanna cry right now. I'm over this podcast. I'm over everything.
That's real.
But when he told me that, I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
And he said, and at least you've lived your life. Like, Vanessa, you've partied, you've traveled, you've done everything you wanted to do. Now you get to enjoy life as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You get to enjoy life as, you know, a partner.
Yeah.
You get to enjoy life differently because you've matured from what you previously were.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you just fucked me up. In a great way.
Yeah.
It's a
mind fuck.
What?
It's a mind fuck because, like, it usually happens when you go past or when you ever been somewhere and you're just like, damn, I used to come here a lot. I used to be around here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me recently. Like, when we were at dinner and we walked past, like, some of my old stomping grounds, I don't think people understand that I used to
Wayne was really, a promoter.
No. Not even about just being a promoter.
No, but I'm saying that explains it.
I used to be down there where we walked, literally. I'm not even kidding. That exact same street. Every Friday, Saturday and Sunday, sometimes Thursdays, like clockwork for about a 7-year span.
That is ridiculous.
Like, literally in the same vicinity at one of those three or four same locations.
But see, I think I did too, not for 7 years, but I mean, for a solid, like, 3-4 years, you know?
There, man. It was crazy. Yeah, but you know, it's just like, and like now that I'm like, not even, I don't even think about that shit today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even care about that. I think about, like, family shit, like our next Disneyland outing or, you know, next family trip.
Look at Wayne liking to match
now.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, like, how your love language changes with where you are in your life presently. I feel like that has a lot to do with it as well.
It does. And honestly, I know we've mentioned this, but it seems like you start learning your love language once you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And once you you put yourself as a priority and the outcome or the resolution of the focus, you know, like, mm-hmm. what is it that you really want?
Yeah.
Because, like I told you, in my 20s, I was a little headless chicken all over the damn place. I wasn't focused. Or I didn't know what I wanted. Like, I was okay with just temporary shit.
Yeah.
I was okay with the just minimum. The minimum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was okay because, see, you know.
I told you I could read her mind.
Don't read it too much because we're about to finish this podcast. But it's just now, like you said, I won't tolerate any of that shit.
Right. It's crazy, like, what you used to, like, tolerate and stay, like, you look back and you're just, like, kind of, like, in disgust, right? Like, what? Like,
well, I mean, life was life, you know?
No, but no, it's not like,
come that, on, but girl. Like, come on.
Like, yeah, like that. Like, come on now. Like, damn, I was really wilding, like, you know?
For nothing. Yeah, literally. For real.
And get shit out of it, huh?
At all. Just headaches and then a whole podcast to talk about it, but.
Not a certificate, not a motherfucking voucher, nothing.
Nothing at all.
So let me ask you this, though. Do you feel that there are certain characteristics of a love language that certain people should unlearn?
There's a lot. I feel like at a certain age, there's a time and place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I work on my temper all the time,
mm-hmm.
because I always want to get buck on someone. Like, don't come at me the wrong way, because I will come at you the exact same way. I could give a fuck if you're my boss.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Sunvisor, advisor, supervisor. I don't care who you are. Honestly, that's so unnecessary.
You're going to talk to me like you got some damn sense, right?
Exactly. Always. But see, that's not cool. Like, you really have to unlearn that. You have to. That's not necessary.
It's not. But
on a serious note, yeah, though. Yeah. Because, you know, it's all fun and games. There is, I feel like, the way that we grew up, there's a lot of things that we have to unlearn.
Yeah.
Not only that, there's a lot of things that we have to understand you have to fight for.
Yeah.
You have to work for. Like, if you believe in this fairy tale life, and I did my whole life because I was obsessed with Disney,
mm-hmm.
you know, fairy tale ending, every single movie that we've seen ever.
Yeah.
And you do grow up thinking that. Like, oh, my prince is going to come in a horse and sweep me off my feet. And then you bump into all these fuck men.
These frogs.
And yeah, and it's like, you kissed them a million frogs, girl. Nothing.
That's funny, man.
You know, but sometimes it's our behavior.
Yeah, it is. It's all predicated off our behavior. I do also feel as though some people just don't want to unlearn certain love languages. They want to be immersed in toxicity and negativity, and I think that's consistent with the dating climate today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if I look at the dating climate today, I mean. Would you say that they're like love languages, like one for the ages? You know what I mean? Doesn't seem that way
at all.
So, you know, no. It's...
So I know that we had this conversation. I want to bring it back to you. We went to Vegas, and you asked me, and I want us to talk about it in air. If I thought I was the same person in a relationship now
mm-hmm.
that I was a few years back. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I think I asked you.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it. I believe that was the question I posed.
He took advantage. I was so hungover.
Or how different. Yeah, I think
the truth was going to come out.
Something to the effect of how different do you feel you, like, because obviously you're a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's crazy, right? Because when you meet somebody new, you're getting a different version of who they once previously were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like clearly you're a different iteration with me.
But some people don't change.
Some people don't. Right. But whether I guess, yeah, some people don't change. But when you meet somebody new, the person who didn't know you is getting a version of you that they've never been introduced to.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a new version of you.
Yeah. Because you're new to them.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not they know you could be a whole fuck boy, a whole fuck girl. You know, but hey, clean slate, blank canvas with me, mm-hmm. you know? So that I guess that I was asking, like, in that regard, like, how do you feel like you've evolved as an individual relationship-wise? Not in comparison to, like, me or anybody.
Not the relationship itself.
Yeah, I'm just talking about you. Like, how do you feel like you've grown? What steps have you taken what enhancements to your love language as an individual do you feel like you've taken based upon all the relationships that you've been through? Like, what have you learned?
Yeah, and I know that I told you that it took a lot for me to understand or change me.
Right.
Because I've always been the I don't need nobody, fuck man type. I don't need this, because I've always been very independent.
Okay.
I've always been able to get what I want and what I need on my own. Like, I'm the type that's like, I don't need anyone. I got this.
Right.
You know, and it's not okay to have that mindset and that mentality, because you do want your man to do for you. Like, yeah, I could do it on my own, but baby, can you do it? You know, or the same thing with financial, the same thing. Right. I think all around, you want someone to take care of you.
Yeah.
And before, I would not give a shit. Like, right. You're going to tell me what to do. You're shit. Like, kind of, you know, like, in a way, not in that way, but I didn't change much. Mm. When I was in a relationship, I was still going out as much as I did. I was still, nothing changed.
Mm.
Literally. Even while I was in a relationship.
Mm.
Like, when I look back, I'm like, damn, I really did not change.
So, like, when you do look back, you can see your part in it.
Oh, for sure. I definitely see a lot of red flags, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that's all I want. Like, that's all I wanted to get at, because I'm big on self-care.
And I asked you the same thing.
What have I learned, or what did I take away from it?
No, I said, what did you learn from, not in comparison to your old relationship, mm-hmm. but how is it? And I remember asking you, how is it that you changed for love with this relationship? Because clearly, I mean, I feel like when you go into a relationship, everyone wants that relationship forever. You're thinking long term. This is my lifetime partner till death do us part.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, you don't go in thinking like, I'll fuck around with her for like a year or two. Then I'm out.
Well,
it's not a lease.
Going into it with you, I will put a little disclaimer. I will say that I feel like you already had a preconceived notion that I was just the worst. So, in knowing that,
I had a few reasons to, you know what I'm saying? But
you know, and knowing that, being armed with that information, being mm-hmm. equipped with that information, I made it my business to debunk that theory.
Mm-hmm.
I made it my business to be like, nah, like, because, you know,
I'm gonna show her.
I'm gonna show, like, really, I wanted you to see, like, who I was for real. Like, you saw the work me, you saw the wild me, but you never really saw, like, just the chill me, like, me for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, us kicking it, like, us going out to get a pizza, get some wings, get something to eat, chill, kicking it, vibe out to a music, catching a vibe. Like, you never really seen that side of me. Because, like, we was either always at work or we was around people.
Mm-hmm.
It never was really just, like, me and you. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was at your birthday, you know what I'm saying? It's people.
Yeah.
At the Christmas party, it's people. We at work, it's people.
Yeah.
Never damn, was just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like... Like, go somewhere, man. You know?
Leave us alone.
But when we start to, like, go out for coffee, we start to go out and hang out, we go out and grab a bite, I feel like you start to get, like, a sense of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
Went to brunch, shit like that, you know what I mean? Then that's when I was like, okay, like, she's getting to really see the real me. And I think once, like, you allowed those layers to come down, I feel like you started to see the real me. But to answer your question fully, I wanted to make a good impression on you, but also I felt like, damn, man, like I really am a good dude. Like, why do I keep finding myself in situations that are not conducive for my betterment? Like, period. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, I'm doing something wrong. Me. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to, it's either self-sabotaging or there's certain areas I got to clean up. Not to, like, blame or, you know, place blame or deflect. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
Yeah, just really checking my shit and, like, manning up. Really bossing the fuck up. And, like, saying, like, no, like, okay, like, you can love somebody and just be who you are and be a real dude, like, be a real guy. Like, you don't have to, like, appease nobody. You don't have to act like this person don't matter when they really do matter to you. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of dudes do that.
And I think you said being affectionate was one thing that you had to work on.
Yeah.
Being more verbal.
Yeah.
Being detailed. And that you are with me. Like, all of the above, you are.
Yeah.
But I know that you said in the past you did struggle with
that. That was something I had to work at. Because I was never asked. I didn't grow up around structure. You know what I'm saying? I grew up one of six siblings.
Survival.
My mom was always working. So, like, she couldn't always keep an eye on me. Yeah, she tried. Yeah. She'd call, hey, make sure you do this. Make sure you do your homework. Make sure you do... But, you know, you're not
independent.
There.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really there. And you got four big-ass boys. So it's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing me most of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I didn't come from structure. So not having that structure, I was afforded a lot of freedom to go roam and do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. So, and I was a mischievous kid. Most Sagittarius, we're very eager. We're mischievous. We want to know shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... I was doing a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but, so as I got older, I realized, like, dude, I gotta, like, clean this shit up. I gotta be more consistent. Like, you know, punctuality started to become, like, a mainstay for me.
Mm-hmm.
Showing up, being on time, you know, following through, carrying over your word, like, not, you know what I'm saying? Not defaulting on your word, mm-hmm. not giving empty promises. Like, all this shit is for real, my love language, for real. Like, as I'm saying it to you, like, this is shit that matters. Like, little shit matters to me now.
Little shit matters a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like, if, you know, I hate
the
people
simple
who are,
shit.
I hate people who are late.
Mm-hmm.
I hate people who become mathematicians when we out to eat. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't got time for a lot of the dumb shit that I used to just mm-hmm. be about, like, on go.
Yeah.
And that just used to be the norm. I can't, not today.
Yeah.
I'm not standing for it today.
No.
Not to say, and a lot, it's crazy because a lot of people think that, like, I'm just, like, I don't
know. This bitter old man.
Yeah, or, like, uptight or, like, no, I just.
Or bougie.
You know the saying? Like, once you know better, you do better?
Yeah.
Like, now I know better, so I got to do better.
Yeah.
I ain't dealing with that shit
you know,
no more. Like, don't come to my birthday dinner acting like you a mathematician trying to get out calculus. Listen, everybody
splitting and that's
it. Yeah, we splitting it and everybody tipping. We ain't doing that. The fuck? If not, like, take your non-love language having ass somewhere else, man. I ain't got time for that shit.
Definitely.
That's my love language. I'm sorry. Motherfuckers who don't look, who just look at the bill, whip out their card.
That's your love language?
You know what I want to do one day? What? I want to do card roulette. You know, my homie, my boy, always tell you about him and, like, three of my other homies. They did that recently. They went out to, like, this expensive-ass steakhouse, and they did card roulette.
Oh, shit.
You put the card around, and then the server just picks one, and whoever the server picks, they got to cover the bill.
Oh, shit. Me and my friends, when we used to drink a lot, we used to go to Huntington Beach, and we would put our phones in the middle, and whoever had to pick up their phone first mm-hmm. would close the tab there and pay.
Oh, okay.
And then it would start all over.
Yeah.
And we would do that every single weekend that we would hang out, and then we would go out every weekend.
Oh, damn.
So it was like, whoever picks up their phone, and some people were like, oh, shit, that's my baby mama, like, I have to answer it. Or that's my girl. I have time to, well, pick it up.
That is so free drinks funny. On you. That is hilarious.
Yeah, so we just wanted to touch bases with you guys. We thought that this topic would be interesting. I feel like there's so much more that we can talk about when it comes to love language, honestly.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's universal.
It's such a broad topic. We might have to hit him with a part two.
Yeah, we might have to come back with the part two. Definitely let us know what you think of this. Definitely give us feedback. Let us know what else is it that you want us to talk about, because love is amazing.
Yes, it is. And love is love. Love who you want to love. Just make
sure. Be you and love yourself.
Yeah, man. And make sure you loving your person. Don't be loving nobody else, people. Because y'all motherfuckers, I don't know, man. This, I don't know what's up with these people today, babe. I really don't know about
them. Everybody loving everybody? Yeah. Too much love?
Giving too much love. Loving other people's partners and shit. And loving them behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. Stay away.
You know? But anyway, man, as always, it is your boy, Wayne Hiss.
And Vanessa Hurst. And Wayne always forgets. You guys have to share.
Oh, yeah.
Like. Favorite us. Favorite on the Apple.
Apple.
On Spotify? I don't know. I'm going to look into it.
Anchor is now Spotify. Spotify bought them out. But yes. If you still have the Anchor app, it should be Spotify unless you didn't do your update. Because some of y'all don't update your phones.
They don't update nothing, huh?
All them damn pictures and videos. Trust me, I know I got to delete some too. Yeah. We appreciate y'all, man. I'm finna end this. We're going to let Mr. Al take y'all out, and I'm going to go give my baby some of this love language.
Ooh, bye.
Bye. Love that I have.